refuse to trust him. And in the claiming of ownership, we wouldn't tithe. We wouldn't have an open hand and an open heart and an open home to be full of hospitality, to be conduits of God's blessing as God had called Abraham and his seed to be. No, we refuse. And so our words, our very lives have been stout against him. We have claimed the land for ourselves. Now, Israel's in this problem right now. Because they've got the state of Israel that's fighting for existence in the face of the rest of the nations, 192, whatever it is, nations of the earth, that are all coming against the state of Israel. And coming against the state of Israel, they think that they can come against Eretz Israel, which is the land of Israel. But we've already shown the land doesn't belong to Israel, and it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to God. Now, the final reckoning of world history is going to be over who owns that land. That's really what's coming about. Now, right now I have in front of me two reports, one coming from Arutz Sheva, Israeli National News, and the other coming from Haaretz.com, from Israel, and the stories are the same. A majority of Palestinian Authority Arabs see two states as only a temporary solution. Almost two-thirds of Palestinians, 59% in the West Bank and 63% in Gaza, support the two-state solution, that is Israel and Palestine, but eventually hope and expect that one state, Palestine, will prevail, according to a survey that was just completed. Only 23% of the Arabs in the Palestinian Authority believe in Israel's right to exist as the national homeland of the Jews. They do not believe in the state of Israel, nor do they believe that Israel has any right to occupy that land. Now, why is that? Because they disagree with what God has said. And then they conveniently took a mental razor blade and cut out from Genesis chapter 17 God's promise to Abraham that it was through Isaac that his promise and covenant was to be made, not through Ishmael. But they say, oh no, that's a mistake. And so the Arab nations put in the word Ishmael. And hence, they make God a liar. They have completely turned on its head what the Bible says and have placed themselves squarely in the face of an increasingly angry God who will not put up with their insubordination as creatures made in his image who refuse to agree with his authority. And that's going to be held true for America, for Barack Obama and his administration, or for any Republican and their administration, anyone who wants to lift up their fist against God and declare ownership of that land, or the right to give it or sell it. Hence, Carolyn Glick, with a very powerful article in the Jerusalem Post, November 17th. We are not for sale. It has been widely reported the Obama administration and Netanyahu government are conducting secret negotiations regarding future Israeli land surrenders to the Palestinians. We are not for sale. Good for you, Carolyn Glick. It's about time somebody stand up and tell the truth. I hope you're a truth lover as well. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. I want to urge you to become a partner with us and your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Let's be on God's side. It's not whether God's on our side, it's whether we're on God's side. Isn't that what really matters? I hope you are. Not just on this issue, but on all the issues of life. God bless, and let's be conduits of His blessing, the seed of Abraham.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, and we're going to tell you what's really going on in the world. And, well, until we get Bob on the line, which hopefully will be right about now, why, we can tell you that the situation is not doing very well over in Europe. Certainly, they thought that $1 trillion would bail out the nations, the so-called pig nations, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain, but now, apparently, things are going from bad to worse, and then, of course, here in the United States, unemployment remains high, people continue losing their homes, businesses continue closing, and this is really all related to the fact that the large banks are in on the scam. They're not lending money. They're lending to the Brotherhood of Darkness corporations, their big corporations. They're lending money overseas. I mean, they can do very well investing overseas, but they're not investing here because they don't want to get the economy going again, but they can't tell the American people that. Can they, Bob? Hi, Bob. How are we doing tonight?
Well, pretty good. Yeah, they don't want to get the lower part of the economy going.
And, of course, that's where the businesses, the small businesses, are what, 70% of the employment in this country, and they're the mom-and-pop stores that are shutting down all across the country because they're being put out a business by Walmart, or certainly they can't borrow money. And certainly, they work on a narrow margin, and when certainly 20% of the people is unemployed or underemployed, why certainly their income is way down.
That's right, it is, and it's not being helped by what's being done because the money is not going to fall down to that level. It just simply isn't. And the money is to really fund U.S. government debt along with the agencies.
And so they can continue paying the money out, but it's not going to get in basically where it's going to do the good. It's not going to get to businesses. Well, we started to talk this afternoon about the lawsuits against the Hong Kong Singapore Bank Corporation, HSBC, and Sydney J.P. Morgan Chase, these lawsuits for manipulating the silver and gold markets. It's primarily the silver market they're manipulating now, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but they may very well get around to the gold market as well, where both have substantial positions. And there's five class action suits, of which one is a RICO suit. And one of the subscribers, who's an attorney, sent information in that said that they should all go to RICO because in discovery, there's things that you can get at that you can't get at in a civil suit or a regular civil suit. I'm paraphrasing, the situation. Not being an attorney, I can't express it the way that they do. But it's good. People who have broken the law should be brought forward to explain, what they've been doing and why.
Well, of course, we know why they've been doing it. They've been manipulating the price of gold and silver down because the last thing they want is the public to see that these things have intrinsic value, that the fraudulent paper issued by J.P. Morgan Chase and Hong Kong Singapore Bank Corporation and all the other Brotherhood of Darkness banks is simply a fiat money system. It's in the process of collapsing now, and certainly gold and silver will one day take their position as the foundation for a monetary system. Oh, go right ahead, Bob.
I think they're just extending for time again, trying to pick the spot where they want to change the situation even further. And, you know, we don't know what their plans are exactly, so we have to guess back into what they're doing or what they're trying to do. And that's what this extension is all about. That extension certainly is going to cost a lot more money than $600 billion. My estimate is $2.5 trillion, and that's what it costs for QE1. And I think they'll follow it with another one, and that'll give them about 2 years. It's going to be a lot more money, and I think the song and dance that Congress is going through is just that. I don't think that that they really intend to stop the Fed from doing whatever they want to do.
Well, I don't think that they can. After all, the Fed really controls the economy. I mean, certainly the President Obama has nothing to do with the economy. He's simply a figurehead. He gets up and talks about he's going to get jobs. He doesn't create jobs. Government doesn't create jobs. You get that by freeing up the economy, let people make jobs on their own, get government off their backs, cut back on the excessive taxation, the regulation, the regimentation. That's how you get our economy going. Certainly a lot of companies move overseas because they don't have all the bureaucratic harassment over there, don't have to pay the exorbitant workman's compensation and disability insurance and Social Security and Medicare insurance and health insurance and pensions and all those things. Little wonder so many of the companies are moving overseas. Besides that, you move overseas, you don't have to pay taxes. And we are giving these people a get-out-of-IRS-free card. You don't have to pay corporate taxes if you make your money overseas. We're doing everything we can to drive industry offshore, but we can't tell the American people that. We can't tell American people 8 million jobs are gone and they're not coming back. When do you think the American people are going to wake up to the realization that all this thing has been done intentionally in an effort to destroy our economy and impoverish our people and bring in the new world order?
Well, I think people are catching on. It's because of programs like this, as well as what's going on in the Internet, and that's why government wants so desperately to take the Internet over and keep us off of the Internet, so to speak. And
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And we're just talking about how this whole financial collapse is intentionally contrived. And it's contrived very specifically to, of course, destroy our economy, to go right along with this whole idea of globalism, where you raise living standards in other countries, you lower living standards here, you send our jobs overseas, and they're not coming back again. We've already sent so much of our manufacturing overseas. We've lost so much of our industrial base, and this has happened not by accident, but by intent. But you go right ahead, Bob.
You're right about what you say, and that is that they intend to continue to take jobs, some 8.5 million over the last 10 years. 42,000 businesses have moved out of the United States, and they're going to continue to do that. And I wrote an article for American Mercury in 1967 explaining what they were going to do, because that's what I had guessed would be the only way they could really do what they wanted to do, and they've done it. And I think a lot of people understand, but you know, they say to themselves, well, what am I going to do about it? And I think a lot of people find themselves in that position, but they, I think a lot of them know, and it's up to us to swing Congress to stop it. And I think this currency war, as it's called, that we're in, I think the currency war is nothing more than an extension of trade war. It all goes together. And
well, when you're speaking of the currency war, you mean the fact that China has, suddenly pegs its currency to the dollar so that their goods will always be cheaper than ours, so they can undersell us and so they can maintain their large, balance of trade, surplus, whereas we run a consistent a balance of trade deficit, and of course we've given them I don't know how many hundreds of billions of dollars or trillions of dollars that we've sent overseas, and of course this money is simply overhanging us. People can come in here and buy up our factories, they can come in and buy up our property because they have the money that we've sent overseas, because they've unfairly and certainly in violation of trade laws maintained a low value of the currency rather than allowing it to rise, because that was the beauty of the gold standard, is that, when you had excess funds, why the value of your currency went up. We don't have that today, so governments can do whatever they want to. Of course they're going to cheat. They want to look after their own people. Every country in the world is looking after its own interests, except the leaders of the United States, who are intent about allowing other countries to discriminate against our products and to keep their currencies artificially low to their advantage, because our leaders are dedicated to lowering living standards here. But you think the American people would wake up one of these days. I mean, certainly year after year after year, we gave the Japanese the trade advantage. Now we're giving it to the Chinese. They know what they're doing. And they keep saying, but maybe next year things will get better. And I don't think they're going to get any better. Do you, Bob?
No, I think they're going to get a lot worse. And I wish I could think otherwise, but I know who is in charge and what they're after, and so don't you, which is world government. The only way they can get people to submit to this horrible world government and enslavement is to continue to denigrate the economic and financial condition of peoples not only in the United States and Europe, which they're concentrating on right now, but the remainder of the earth as well. And they figure they'll get the rest of the people later. Like, things are relatively good in Canada and Mexico, and they're both economies are growing without this stimulus, so to speak, and but they're not going to escape. I mean, maybe on a scale of 10, the 10 being worse, the U.S. and England and Europe would be up at 10, but the rest of the world's going to be at 4 or 5, and so they're going to get affected deeply, and they just don't know it yet, but I think they suspect it. And so I think it's going to continue, and I think the tipping point will be the increase in unemployment, the situation where the money that's being spent is going to be spent on government securities and, again, helping the money center banks and Wall Street, et cetera. And so I think we got a continuation here, and I think finally they'll wake up. They'll have a trade war, and I don't think it's very far away. We've seen a smattering of it, but there's more to come, lots more. And I think once that starts, they're going to they're going to realize even more than ever that the only way that we can stop what's going on is to stop aiding and abetting foreigners from doing what they want with our economy. And as you pointed out, the tremendous amount of money that is available from foreigners to buy things in America. And I think finally Americans are going to say, enough is enough. And a good example, what could be a catalyst, is the 2 million people that are not going to have extended unemployment anymore. and they could get into the streets, and that could do it.
Well, Chris, they can still, I think they have, till the end of this, end of December to pass that legislation. Do you think they're going to pass the legislation? Do you think they're going to cut off, you know, certainly a lot of the people have been on extended unemployment benefits for pretty close, 19 months or more? And the Republicans said that they would not vote to extend it unless, of course, the Democrats were willing to make some cuts someplace. And, of course, they don't want to make any cuts. They don't want to make it on the military. They don't want to make it on certainly on the earmarks. They don't want to make the cuts already, of course, any of the government giveaway programs. And they're going to have to. In fact, you know, there's the most amazing article this month in Foreign Affairs magazine, written by Richard Haass, who's the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of the Trilateral Commission, and he sounds just like you. He really does. And he's talking about, of course, the terrible financial straits that we're in and the fact that nobody wants to say it, but we're going to have to cut dramatically in the military. We're going to have to cut dramatically on entitlements. We're going to have to increase taxes. And we're still going to have much lower living standards in the months and years that lie ahead. Now, this is Richard Haass, one of the insiders. And he, as they say, he sounds just like Bob Chapman.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that he sounds like me.
Well, he's
but anyway, they know what's going on, and they tell you there. I've been a subscriber for over 50 years, and I haven't read the article as yet, but things are a little slow getting to me.
Well, please read it. I'm very interested in your thoughts. It's the lead article by Richard Haass, H-A-A-S, and really, basically, he just simply points out that there's no way we can continue the way we're going, and if we try, well, the other countries simply are not going to lend us any more money, and we're going to have to get to the point where we're not spending more than we're taking in, and you can't do this indefinitely. We have a massive debt now, and certainly the debt to GDP, and of course he uses the real figure of GDP for the debt rather than the doctor's figures for debt, but he knows about the massive debts that we really have, in other words, all the obligations we have that we can never pay. We can never provide the Social Security and the Medicare that we promised to, and he's quite open that they're just going to have to be cut back on.
Well, I've been singing that tune for a long time. Peterson needs to be the president, now has that foundation. He's a billionaire. And he hired that fellow from the Congressional Budget Office. I forget what his name was. And he is saying the same thing. And what they want to do is take all the benefits away that people paid for. Of course, the money has been squandered ever since Social Security began. And it'll continue to be as well. They have no intention of doing anything positive for Social Security.
Well, of course, what's so interesting
is they want to do away with it.
What he said was, you know, we've got all these debts and we can cut back on all of them except the interest. Well, of course, what he doesn't point out is the interest is being paid to the Brotherhood of Darkness banks. You know, the interest, most of that interest is most of these bonds, treasury bills, treasury notes are held by the banks. So, I mean, after all, if we're going to have to cut back on the benefits for the elderly, why don't we cut back on the interest and just say, we're not going to pay it. You created the money out of nothing with a fraudulent system. Oh, no. I mean, we're going to have to cut back on everything, but we can't cut back on the interest payments. And, of course, he doesn't say to my friends who own the big banks, just like, of course, Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, when he asked for the TARP funds, you know, $750 billion, $750 billion. The money was for Main Street. The money's for Main Street. This money's not going to go to Wall Street. That's what he said, and he got his bony little fingers on the money. And then suddenly, overnight, well, the situation changed dramatically. The money's for Wall Street, not for the Main Street. And then, of course, but it's going to be lent out to so we can keep the economy going. But he forgot to tell the people that, and they did lend the money. The banks got it. They lent it in India and in China and Dubai and Spain. But they forgot they were to lend it in America and get the economy going. Go right ahead, Bob.
Somebody should have called his bluff when he said he was going to take the American economy down. Had they done that, they wouldn't have known.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Bob is simply saying that China and Russia and certainly India and certainly a couple of other countries are buying gold frantically. I suspect the Arabs are doing that. And, of course, the Brotherhood of Darkness banks are trying to manipulate the gold price. They don't want it to run up because people would begin to lose confidence in their fraudulent currencies. But, of course, certainly the lawsuits that have been brought against J.P. Morgan Chase Hong Kong, Singapore Bank Corporation, HSBC, for manipulating the market as far as silver, and probably down the line there'll be lawsuits for them against them for manipulating the market in gold. And when the American people, when the people throughout the world understand that there's been an organized effort to manipulate our reality, to keep the price of gold and silver from going up, Because, of course, the last thing that our rulers want is for people to realize we have a fraudulent monetary system based upon faith in people who are unscrupulous and frankly, dishonest. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now, of course, gold and silver have come back somewhat from the lows we had about a week or two ago. And Bob thinks that the price is gradually going to go up. And nobody can really tell you how far it's going to go, but he's been right. And certainly, we've seen an amazing run-up in the price of gold and of silver. And they've certainly done better than just about anything else, haven't they?
Well, yes, about 19.6% a year for the last 10 years. But people have to understand that the gold and silver both have been tremendously suppressed. So they're really, really much, much, much underpriced. And, you know, we have a confluence here of things happening. We've got the lawsuits we just explained. And now we have the Justice Department going after a number of hedge funds for insider trading, which they do all the time. And the information comes from their contacts on Wall Street. And, you know, we take care of you, you take care of us. I think the next thing that's going to happen is I think there's going to be a lawsuit. In fact, I know one is in preparation right now on naked shorting. And I think they're going to sue everybody in sight. And that's because the hedge funds, because they're generally speaking offshore, they've been working through the major firms in the United States, mostly trading firms, and most of the big ones are trading firms. I think they're going to find out that when they get RICO filed against them, they're going to find no place to hide. And I think the same thing is going to happen in regard to the SEC. The SEC refuses to pursue naked shorting. And the only way you're going to get their attention is by going after the shorts, which would be the traders, the firms, the individuals in the firms by piercing the corporate veil, which was first done about 30 years ago. And then going after the SEC as well. And I'm surprised that in the one RICO suit that was filed, they didn't name the CFTC, the Government Regulatory Agency, the Commodity Futures Trading Corporation. And very, very surprised. But I think most people are afraid to do that because they work on Wall Street. And but when you got a company that doesn't work on Wall Street and they're doing the suing, it's a different story. And what else is going to happen is, in violation of SEC rules, which the SEC refuses to police, and that is what they call flash trading, which is nothing more nor less than front running. They front run every trade, and they only make a little bit here and there, but it adds up to billions of dollars a day that they're stealing from the American people.
Well, because the stock market's always been crooked one way or another. It's designed that they win, we lose. But, you know, because some people can make some money in it, but, of course, they actually just skim off so much money from the top. That's the problem. And the SEC, well, they knew what Bernie Madoff was doing. They were told repeatedly what Bernie Madoff was doing on his Ponzi scheme. They didn't do anything about it. You know, in fact, the only reason they caught him was because he admitted what had happened. And he'd probably still be getting doing the same thing if he hadn't admitted. We'll be back in just a moment. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Can we really trust the government that's this corrupt?
Grateful for a land so fair.
Stan back here, and our guest is Bob Chapin. Go right ahead, Bob. Certainly, what about the economy here in the United States? Certainly, they keep telling us, well, things look like it's going to be better. There's going to be a lot more people spending money here. People have more money than they had a year ago. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good Christmas season. And certainly, the gross domestic product, it wasn't so good in the second quarter. I think it went down from about 3.5 to 1.6%. And do we have any idea what the GDP was in the third quarter or the fourth quarter?
Well, I think it was around between 1.6 and 2%. But I think the fourth quarter is going to be 1%. And I think the first quarter of next year, even with them spending $600 billion, is going to be flat. This isn't going anywhere. They've, I think, laid off for the moment as many people as they dare to without being able to, you know, reach a level where they can produce enough that is needed within the economy. And so that's another reason why I don't think employment is going to rise. Whether unemployment increases steeply remains to be seen. But I really think that the real problem is the non-creation of goods and services. And so that's where I think that that the whole thing will end up.
All right, so you think that things are going to stick pretty flat and there's really not going to be an expansion. Now, what about the inflation rate, Sydney? And I know John Williams gives us, 7% inflation, something like that. But is he talking about the price of food? What's he talking about? Certainly cars are not going up that much. I'm concerned that gasoline and oil may be going up, but right now they're pretty flat. There's about $80, and certainly if you consider the dollar's dropped, quite a bit. Why, they're not getting that much for their oil in comparison with what it used to be. Do you anticipate the price of oil is going to go up here in the near future? And hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Chapin, the International Forecaster. And I was asking Bob what's going to happen as far as the price of oil in his estimation. But before I do, first of all, I'll put your telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get a copy of the International Forecaster, and if they're smart, they'll subscribe to it. And I don't get paid for saying anything in support of it, but I do believe it's probably the finest source of information on the economy that we have today. How can people get in touch with you, and if they feel so inclined, subscribe to it?
Well, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and it runs around 40 pages each time. We also have a hard copy edition that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And all the information that you need every week is in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. TheInternational, FORECASTER.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. If you have a question, and we answer everyone, you can email us at bob@intforecaster.com. bob@intforecaster.com. Or you can call 800-375-4188. That's toll free. 800-375-4188.
All right, Bob, well, what about the price of oil right now? It seems to be sitting around $80, but when you realize the dollar's fallen quite a bit here over the last, 6-8 months, why, of course, the price of oil is $60-$70 a barrel. So do you anticipate that price of oil will go up? Because if it does, it's going to have a profound impact on dampening our economy.
I think a fair price for oil on a supply and demand basis, on a fundamental basis, is $60 to $65 a barrel. The people who are pumping oil out of the barrel, out of the ground, are saying, look, inflation's going up, and we're not making any real money on our oil, and when it's gone, it's gone. So we want oil at $150 a barrel. And so I think that the oil producers, most of which are national companies, nationalized and belonging to the countries that hold the oil, they, in conjunction with the other major producers that are not nationalized, they can make the price of oil go anywhere they want it to go. And they've shown that in the past. And so I think they're going to take oil up. Even if the economy's slow, they're going to take it up anyway. And I think that's what we get to look forward to go along with the horrendous increase in food prices, particularly over the last 6 months. And it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And so that means we're going to have higher inflation. And if you have the Federal Reserve buying Treasury paper and that money being monetized, used within the system, then you're going to have more than enough inflation to offset the deflationary undertow in the economy.
Well, because if the price of oil goes up, it means that airline tickets go up, the price of trucking goes up, the price of paint goes up, the price of plastics goes up. I mean, certainly oil is as seminal and foundational to so much large part of our economy, and if it were to go up to, you know, double in price, why, it would have a profound impact not only the people who drive their cars, maybe even driving them into these stupid electric vehicles they're trying to get going now, but of course it will certainly impact all the rest of the economy as well. And certainly when you got a weak economy and come up with something like that, I mean, I would think the oil companies would be smart enough to realize that what they'll do is people will just quit using as much oil as they, you know, as they have in the past, or gasoline and gasoline products, and find means of getting around that. And in the end, they may not even make that much more from increasing the price of oil. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, that's a very, very hard call. But we won't know that until we get there. And it all depends in part on the third and second world economies. Right now, they're doing good. I mean, Mexico's this year will grow at 7.5%. It has about 4 to 4.5% unemployment. In part, probably because they sent so many people across the border to the United States to look for work, and they're not finding work, and they're having to go home, so to speak. But and the same thing is true with Southeast Asia and Asia. They're doing well. They're doing very well. And Canada, the same thing.
Okay, the reason that these third world countries are doing well is because of our globalist policies, which really are intent upon raising the living standards in third world countries as we lower the living standards here. And this is what David Rockefeller talks about in his book Memoirs on page 405, and says, oh, everybody's so critical of us, but look, you know what we've done. Look how we've raised the living standards throughout the world, and they really have. But, of course, they're going to take credit for that. They're going to have to take credit for what's going on in America today. And this, of course, is the ultimate end result of their program of globalization, taking away tariffs, taking away any protection for our industries, and then actively encouraging industries to move overseas by offering them tax incentives to produce their goods in other countries. So basically, how long this is going to continue, the other countries are going to continue doing well, I don't know. But I feel very, very sorry for the Mexican people who've come up here, and of course they can't get jobs, and I'm surprised we're not giving them unemployment insurance. We're certainly giving it to so many people that, and we're giving them Social Security benefits. The illegal immigrants, they actually know they're illegal immigrants because they're using fraudulent Social Security cards, and they set up accounts for them anyway with the idea that they will be paid their Social Security benefits when they retire to Mexico. I mean, it's incredible. We live in a world gone mad. There's only a few people who understand what's going on, and understanding our government is actively encouraging illegal immigration. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have a question for Bob on finances or anything else, why, give us a call, and we'd love to know what the things that you are concerned about. But certainly, how is the Chinese economy doing? My understanding is that they're beginning to raise their interest rates there. They're concerned about inflation. They're trying to cool down their economy. What's your thought on that?
Well, they haven't raised interest rates, but what they have done is they've raised the amount of money that banks have to hold that can't be lent, and that's what they did. And I saw a film today, which I have in my next issue on Wednesday, and it is done by a Chinese girl who speaks wonderful English and obviously wonderful Chinese as well, and interviewing people in Hong Kong. And they're all saying the same thing. We come over here to Hong Kong from Guangdong and places like that, and the reason why is higher prices on mainland China. And they're buying all sorts of things. And the difference in prices are anywhere between 10% and 100%. And so China, particularly in the Shanghai area, has some very, very bad, powerful inflation going on. And so you say, well, why did that happen? It's because they did exactly the same thing that the U.S. Fed did. They increased the money supply and credit by $2.5 trillion, almost the exact amount that the U.S. did. And instead of going into plant and equipment and research and in other constructive things, it for the most part went into either the stock market, but even more so into the housing market. And they got a bubble, and it's going to burst just like it did in the United States. So they are not immune from trouble. And when things slow down worldwide, exports are going to slow down. And China's biggest fear, because they have a communist totalitarian government, is that what's going to happen is the 30 million that are unemployed are going to become 40 or 50 million, and they're going to be marching in the streets, and the next step is revolution. So they get many of the same problems that the U.S. has. The only thing is that they don't have is they're sitting on foreign exchange of some $2.25 trillion in different currencies and gold and so on. And so they have a break there. And that's something the U.S. doesn't have. And so China's in relatively better shape. But if world markets start drying up, they're going to have the same problems the U.S. has.
All right, fine. Well, I think they think that the whole world, if this continues going, and I don't see any reason it's going to end, because other people in charge, the people who are manipulating the world economy, don't want it to end. I mean, I think that they really want to gradually grind down the world economy and then get the people impoverished, and so that they will be willing to do anything with the promise of a better life. And that promise is, of course, the New World Order. And, of course, as Henry Kissinger had said so well in the article that appeared in the New York Times in January of 2009, entitled "A Chance for a New World Order," you know, countries are going to have two choices. They can either join the new world financial system or face chaos. Well, I think that he's figuring that a lot of people, you know, will be willing to give up their national sovereignty and their freedom to avoid a situation of chaos. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Henry Kissinger is one of the master architects of this whole thing. He's the modern-day Colonel Edward Mandel House, and I believe, of course, energized by the same dark spiritual forces that energized Colonel Edward House. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly I just finished reading Bob's latest Saturday newsletter talking about so many of the things that are going on today. And really, of course, the importance of getting away from paper money. Well, what are your advice to people right now? What should people do facing where we are? We've got so many people out there that are unemployed. So many people are facing foreclosure on their homes. Somewhere almost 4 million people are at least in one or another stage of foreclosure. And it's said that, you know, to 7 million homes could very well be lost within the next year or two if people don't get jobs. So what are your advice to people?
Well, I think, first of all, what you've just seen, particularly over the past 3 years, is that nobody's job is safe. I mean, companies that are large in the United States, they're firing all middle management all at the same time. I mean, hundreds, thousands of employees. You know, they're in their 40s, 50s. Working for companies 15 or 20 or 25 years, just let them all go. And it's going to continue. So what do you do to protect yourself? Well, number one, in our environment, the most important thing you can do is put freeze-dried and dehydrated food away and have a water filter and a method of defending your family. And then if you have investable funds, you put them in gold and silver-related assets. And it doesn't get any more complicated than that. All the other investments, with the exception of commodities, forget it. And only pros should be in commodities. People who are in commodities, even with professional guidance, are looking for trouble. It's a professional market, and you really can't play it. So with that said, it only leaves you gold and silver.
All right, fine. And Sydney, what are the gold stocks you are emphasizing or suggesting people get at the present time? What are the silver stocks?
Well, most of the companies produce a combination of gold and silver. I mean, you take Silver Standard, the majority of Silver Standard's production is going to be and is presently in silver. But you have other companies that produce a combination of both. And that would be Agnico Eagle and Gold Corp and Mine Finders. These are all good companies that are doing things the way that they should be doing it. They're well managed. I know the people who run them. I've known them for years. And from time to time, they have problems. But all companies do. And, you know, the last time around during the inflationary binge of the late 1970s, the average gold and silver share went up 40 times more than bullion did. And that's quite an achievement. I'm not saying that the past is prologue, but I am saying that the chances of the shares doing far better than bullion and coins is probably 10 times or more. And that's substantial. So people should diversify and be in, you know, bullion or coins and shares as well. And then, if I'm right, then you make a lot more money than you would have otherwise.
And so people are going to have to just sit tight. Now, you mentioned Agnico Eagle, Silver Corp, or Silver Standard. What else would you suggest?
Gold Corp and Mine Finders. And these are all well-seasoned companies, some more than others. And they're producing, and they get great management, all of them. And I think they'll do very well as other good companies, too. But they happen to be the four that I think might very well do the best. But there are other good companies, so you can diversify beyond that. And we do recommend those kind of things. And we don't charge anybody for anything.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But the people who have been listening to Bob through the years and have actually invested in gold and silver are really doing quite well now. I can remember, of course, several years ago, Bob telling people, sell your homes, get out when it's high, you know, the market is going to break, you know, the prices are going to go down. Some of our listeners did sell their homes, and And we've made a nice profit and were able to purchase another home much cheaper, but they didn't have any debt overhang, and that's the big thing. Certainly many of the homes, you know, have a tremendous debt overhang, and well, if you can have be sure you're going to be able to pay your money, but what happens if you lose your job? This is the thing, and people have to realize that nothing is certain, or you get ill or something, you don't want to have a debt hanging over your head. Debt is the means by which others will control you. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program. What words of wisdom do you want to leave with us?
Well, I think that the situation in Europe continues to deteriorate.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Banks to try to avoid an inflationary spiral. And all throughout the world, even though some countries are doing fairly well now, they're dependent upon trade with other countries, and you can never tell, of course, when that trade is going to turn. And, of course, the big thing is, well, the price of oil goes up. If the price of oil goes up, why, all bets are off. We know that Lindsay Williams, who we've interviewed in the past, has said that it's going up sometime. Well, he initially said 4 to 6 months, and we're a couple of months since he made those predictions. It'll be very interesting as we see things unfolding in the coming months. Under any circumstances, if you want to understand what's going on, you need to read a little book we have. It's called The Federal Reserve Conspiracy. It was written by our friend, Professor Sutton, Anthony Sutton, before he died, and soon we have his other book on the Trilateral Commission. You need to understand that there is an elite group that runs our country. You need to read The Brotherhood of Darkness. So the books I'm suggesting certainly are The Brotherhood of Darkness, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and certainly the Trilateral Commission by Professor Sutton. Then, of course, we have a great new DVD by our friend William Still, and it's called The Secret of Oz, talking about the Wizard of Oz and the story of Judy there, that part played by Judy Garland in this wonderful, wonderful play, and of course all the symbology of the book, the Wizard of Oz. And so we do hope that we suggest this. William is a friend. We disagree on the solution, but he's done a wonderful job of bringing the issues out and what needs to be done at this time in history. Then, of course, we also have certainly my talk on the financial Armageddon. And it comes with a syllabus, and you really need to have that, because we go into the background of how they've created the problems. We have a talk on the financial tsunami. We gave it 5 years ago, but it gives you the background of everything that's going on and how we got into the mess we are today. Then, of course, you need to understand that they're poisoning our children. Why would anybody want to poison our children? Why? Very, very simply, because, of course, they are evil. And, Sydney, we have people, Sydney, like our president, who actually was a disciple of the man who wrote the Rules for Revolution in that book, where it's dedicated to Lucifer. And yet, of course, Barack Obama followed the precepts laid out in that book, the Rules for Revolution. So we hope that many people out there will get the information that's available through Radio Liberty and understand we're up against people who are in the process of destroying the lives of our children. And they're doing that, of course, by the aspartame they're putting in their gum and in their medications and in all sorts of things that are given to children, but they're given to adults too. Aspartame, of course, is a neurotoxin. It's an excitotoxin. It destroys nerve cells, and it can produce pathological obesity. It can suddenly disrupt pregnancy. It produces autoimmune disease. It produces suddenly attention deficit disorders. It actually produces cancer, carcinogenic, known to produce brain cancer. It produces convulsions, suddenly it disrupts the endocrine system. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know that they're poisoning them. But they're poisoning our children, too, and they're doing that with the vaccines because they know there's both aluminum and mercury in them. And, of course, if they're going to get just one DVD, let me suggest Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury, Autism, and the Global Vaccine Agenda, and it really goes into the background of the worldwide vaccine programs, which are being financed by Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and they're dedicated to population control. So why are they trying to save the lives of all these little black children? Well, they're really not trying to save their lives. They're trying, of course, to destroy their fertility, and that's what it's all about. You'll get a free CD-ROM that'll give you the scientific study, several thousand pages of information, the DVD, Mercury Autism, and the Global Vaccine Agenda. And then please pray for America. Pray for our Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Patrick Wood. Now, Patrick has certainly been at this for a good many years. During the late 1970s, he was working very closely with Professor Sutton, Tony Sutton, and wrote several books on the Trilateral Commission, Trilaterals Over Washington, Part 1, Part 2, and, of course, certainly Patrick has, in more recent years, has put together something called the August Review, where he analyzes the Trilateral Commission, and this is this little group of, the North American chapter has about 87 members in it, but they control certainly the Central Bank of Israel and the Central Bank of Canada, and many of the major big banks, at least three of the six major banks in America, and the major corporations, and the major media. They are the really part of the power structure that runs our nation. And if you haven't been to his website, augustreview.org, let me recommend it to you. But he also analyzes what's going on financially throughout the world. And so I asked Patrick to be with us and to bring us up to date on his thoughts of what's going on. Hi, Patrick. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Doing just fine. Thank you very much.
All right. You go ahead and tell us your take on what's going on.
Wow. I guess maybe a Trilateral Commission update would be good at first.
All right, fine. Well, we always like to know what our friends are doing. Go right ahead.
Well, I don't know if everybody is aware that Senator Jay Rockefeller is a member of the Trilateral Commission. His uncle, of course, was Nelson Rockefeller. And Jay Rockefeller recently was in the news with a shocking statement as he made a rant before a subcommittee hearing that and I just have to quote what he said. I can't say it any better. He said, "There's a little bug inside of me which wants to get the FCC to say to Fox and MSNBC, out, off, and goodbye." And in other words, he would have the SEC just nix the Fox Broadcasting Network and MSNBC. And this shocked a lot of people that he said something like this. But we've been studying this group for, 35, almost 40 years now. And this is the typical attitude that we have seen from day one. They automatically move to take the center ground and sweep everybody else to the left or right, making them look foolish. In other words, the left and right look foolish. And they occupy what they, determine themselves to be the central position. And this is exactly what he did again, in public this time. It's interesting he did it in public. He may have regretted that he said those words at this point, but I found that really interesting, Dr. Stan, that he revealed himself.
Well, now, is he the son of David? Is he David's son? Whose son is he?
He's Nelson's son.
So then Stephen was his brother, Stephen Rockefeller.
That's right.
All right, fine. Okay, fine. So this is David Rockefeller's nephew, and of course he's the United
That's
States
right.
Senator. Okay, well, the elitists don't want us common people to have a voice. I mean, after all, David Rockefeller told a friend of mine, some men are born to rule, most men are born to be ruled. This is the typical attitude of the aristocracy. They Yes. want to unite the world so they can rule it. They want to control everything. But I fear that, or I believe that behind them are powerful spiritual forces that have rewarded them. At least here on Earth. We'll be back in a moment. I'll go right ahead, Patrick. I think that's fascinating. Yes, I see some reference of that, but I think it's something that needs to be well understood, that there really are people who do not believe in freedom of speech, do not believe that people have the right to their beliefs. They want to control everything.
Well, that's right. And what's interesting, too, is he prefaced his statement by saying, and I quote again, "I'm tired of the right and the left." And this is the essence of how these people have navigated for all these years, is not becoming part of the political right or the political left. At least they declare that anyway. And of course, that leaves them as the only reasonable, possibly the only reasonable solution to anything. So this paternalistic attitude is just nerve wracking for sure. But it hasn't changed. That's what struck me, Stan, was that it hasn't changed over all these years. And here is a family member, of course, who undoubtedly was raised at uncle's knee, and you know they're taught the attitudes and stuff that they have from childhood, and this is an attitude that's just ingrained into that family, and it's reminiscent of what great-grandpapa said, John D. Rockefeller, back in the early 1900s. He said, competition is a sin. Where did that come from? Well, that's their attitude. They like monopoly power, and they're intent on having it. So, anybody that comes along, us to the left or right of them, just gets swept further to the left or right, and then they try and occupy the middle ground as the only reasonable solution to it. Another interesting story, Dr. Stan, that really fascinates me concerns Al Gore. And Al Gore, of course, was a member of the Trilateral Commission, along with Bill Clinton. And we know that Al Gore was the, Mr. Global Warming, with his, documentaries and his travels.
Earth in the Balance was his book. Go ahead.
Exactly. And so... Al Gore was one of the instigators behind the now defunct Chicago Climate Exchange, which was supposed to be was created to trade carbon units. I don't want to say carbon currency, but it was carbon units. And this was really pumped up in circa 2000, 2001 by the press. By the liberal media, of course, they ran headline stories all over the place.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Patrick is talking about Al Gore and his concepts laid out in his book, Earth in the Balance, that we had to have carbon credits, carbon certificates, and certainly this was really quite all the rage back there in 2000, 2001, 2002. Oh, my goodness, we were going to have carbon credits. After all, you couldn't be polluting. We had to stop pollution, so what you could do, you could buy a carbon credit, and that would allow you to pollute all you wanted, at least up to a degree of the amount of carbon there. So since carbon in the atmosphere was destroying the Earth and creating global warming, carbon credits would solve the problem. But basically, of course, what you would do, you would buy a carbon credit from somebody who had a big forest. You'd buy a carbon credit from somebody in another country that shut down a factory that used to pollute the environment and isn't doing it anymore. But what the carbon credits really did was allow you to continue pollution. It didn't cut down pollution at all. So go ahead.
That's a good explanation. Well, the CCX, as it was called, is now defunct, Dr. Stan. They announced on, I think, the 21st of last month that they were ceasing all trading operations with regard to credit with carbon. And you know what? There was not, to my knowledge, I did not see one mainline news story on this event that, in other words, that is being shut down. And it's kind of... Well, hypocritical, I guess, when you consider all the hype that we saw around 2000, and now that the thing is shut down, nobody's coming back to, put egg on Al Gore's face where it belongs. But it is egg in his face, and it's definitely a setback. I know people like Al Gore intended to make billions of dollars off of trading carbon credits around the world, and so they'll be denied that one little thing at this point. And as it ended up, Dr. Stan, there was absolutely no economic impetus for it. Nobody really cared. And so it just fizzled. Of course, the near depression that we're in right now probably was really the main factor. People are paying attention to their own business rather than trying to start a new business. So bad timing maybe for Al Gore and his cronies. But there you go. You know,
they're still pushing this whole idea, you know, of global warming, the danger of carbon dioxide, that carbon dioxide is a toxic gas, and I think they've even, EPA has even declared it a toxic gas, which is so ridiculous. We've had CO2 levels three or four times what we've had, you know, at the present time. Carbon dioxide is absolutely essential for the cycle of life because that is what, of course, causes trees and plants and flowers to grow, and certainly if we didn't have it, and why would they would not grow, and if we had more, why, they'd grow better. The trees and the plants and the flowers and the vegetables and the foodstuffs would grow better if we had more CO2 in the atmosphere. But basically, this was all a scam. Really, I think it was the most beautiful demonstration I've ever seen of the degree of control that exists over the media. And you can still go on the History Channel or certainly the Discovery Channel, and they'll do these wonderful documentaries and then all bringing in this fact about global warming. And basically, the world climate is cooling, and certainly the statistics show it's cooling. They know it's cooling, but they control the media. They want to control our reality. My hope and prayer is that people will actually stop and think about what's going on and say, you know, I'm going to believe it's really cooling. And the old adage, well, do you going to believe me, or are you going to believe your lying eyes or your lying fingertips that tell you it's colder? Basically, I think the American people, sooner or later, I hope, are going to realize they cannot believe anything they hear on television, because probably it's been controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But I think that's fascinating, Pat.
Well, it's just one more sign, I suppose, that these people are fallible at times. They do make blunders, and sometimes they get slapped back for their blunders. I wish there could be a few headlines out there on this Chicago Climate Exchange going up in smoke, so to speak. But you're right. Carbon dioxide is not fatal unless, of course, you were to take a plastic bag and put it over somebody's head, and they consume all the oxygen in the bag, and they breathe out carbon dioxide into the bag. They will go through a process called suffocation. And, of course, under those instances, that is fatal. It's also murder. So I don't know what they have in mind with, you know, where carbon dioxide is toxic. But I don't know. Maybe there's been too many of their friends die from suffocation of the plastic bag or something. Who knows? Another really interesting story, I think, Stan, that hasn't been in the news. It should have been in the news. Is that a few months ago, President Obama announced, in one of the speeches he gave, actually I think he gave it on Labor Day, he announced the creation of a $50 billion infrastructure stimulus package, and this was set up. In the language of this thing that he's talking about is that it sets up an infrastructure bank. I'm quoting this, to leverage federal dollars and focus on the smartest investments. And the term infrastructure bank really caught my attention because you know the work that I've done in the past few years on the North American Union, which has kind of seemingly gone into hibernation for the last two or three years. But I assure you, it has not gone into hibernation at all. And this infrastructure bank, has the potential to centralize all of the infrastructure development in America into one single federal agency, take it out of the power of the states, so that they can develop their infrastructure, their proposed NAFTA infrastructure, that is. I'll explain that in a second, that will create new superhighways across the country to transport trade from Mexico and Canada. And you remember down in Texas a couple years ago, there was a big flap down there over the so-called Trans-Texas Corridor. And Governor Perry tried to slip it through to get development from Mexican border up through Oklahoma. He was found out, and a huge citizen outcry was raised up, and they actually were successful, the citizens were, in shutting down the Trans-Texas Corridor in Texas. They got legislative action taken, and they shut it down cold. That was a huge defeat for NAFTA, perceived at the time to be. We know, I've known this for years, that delays like this don't really persuade them to go do something else. They just merely come back and do it a little bit differently until they succeed. And so I've been looking for something, you know, just kind of perusing the landscape, if you will, waiting to see what these people are going to do about the North American Union concept. And here we have it delivered into our lap again by President Obama with the announcement of a massive infrastructure bank that the federal government is going to seed with about $50 billion. And they're going to go out and develop public-private partnerships with this money to suck in other hundreds of billions of dollars from private enterprise to redo the infrastructure in America that suits them, of course, not us. It suits them for the transportation of their goods and services with all the, you know, the high-tech monitoring and stuff. I know you've read all the stuff on the North American Union and how trade is going to be transported from Mexico, deep water ports in Mexico, all the way through to Kansas City, up into Canada after that. The program is back. That's all I can say. It has not died, and it's just a matter of time before it becomes before it comes into the public eye again.
Well, of course, basically, the plan, and we were actually covering that on a program earlier today, going back to 1969 when Dr. Richard Day, who was the head of Planned Parenthood and really very, very close to the ruling elite who ruled the world, was talking to a group of doctors. This is 1969. What are we talking about? 40 years ago, I guess. And basically, Dr. Day said that there was a plan, and they were simply going to transfer the manufacturing out of the United States, and America was going to be the center of technology, but the production was going to be done in China and in Malaysia and countries throughout the world. And that's why, of course, now many years later, why they said they want to bring the products into the deep water ports in Mexico and then transport them to Mexico across the United States, so that they can bring all these products from other countries into the United States. This was their plan. It's laid out. And they were doing it step by step until, of course, it got so much notoriety. And our guest this evening, Patrick Wood, helped to get the information out. And the citizens, the good citizens of Texas, blocked it. But this doesn't change the plan. Simply, how are they going to get it carried out? And certainly right now, things are a little tight as far as the economy is concerned. Or maybe we're not going to be importing it quite as much as we did from China in the past. But down the line, they're expecting that everything's going to work out just as they had hoped. And I'm sure you're absolutely right, Pat. They'll be back again with this idea of the Trans-NAFTA Highway.
We found the policy behind the infrastructure bank came from the Center for Strategic International Studies, and I'll expand that just a bit after the break.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, there are all these think tanks. They're well-financed. They're financed by the great tax-exempt foundations and, of course, the what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness corporations that are all in on this. Of course, the last thing is they want for the American people to know what they're doing. You have a ruling elite. They work through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Club of Rome, the Trilateral Commission, and basically they're there, and they're going to continue pushing their agenda. But its ultimate goal is a one-world government, a new ruling elite, and ultimately enthroning a new world ruler. We'll be back in just a moment with Patrick Wood. Patrick, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
A big job killer in Sydney, China, I know, is planning on Sydney shipping a lot of their products into these deep water ports along the eastern or western coast of Mexico, and then, of course, because now they can go through the Panama Canal with their large ships, and then, of course, shipping them all over the United States. So what they need is, of course, easy distribution for Chinese products. And, of course, they bring the Mexican trucks into the United States, and, of course, they don't have to either abide by our emissions. They don't have to abide by our rules as far as safety is concerned. They don't even have to, drivers don't even have to be able to speak English or read our road signs. They don't want anything to stand in the way of this internationalist dream of bringing about this one world government, and NAFTA, the World Trade Organizations, are essential parts of that movement. There is a master plan for what's going on. Nothing is happening by accident. But the truth has been kept from the American people, the fact that they do intend to destroy our industry and impoverish our people. Little bit by little bit, you're going to see this with Social Security. They're not going to cut Social Security payments. They're just not going to tag them to inflation any longer. And, of course, very soon, while your Social Security will lose 25% of its value, 50% of its value, 75% of its value, but they'll say we're paying you the number of dollars. It's simply that the dollar will buy less and less. They know what they're doing. They're going to do the same thing with Medicare. They're just going to restrict what the doctor can do for you and let the elderly die, because they have to get rid of the elderly. That's why President Obama had said the only way we can bring the ballot into the budget into balance is to get this health legislation through. And of course, it was really all about being able to restrict access to care. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is certainly Patrick Wood. And Sydney, he certainly is one of the world's leading expert, if not the world's leading expert, on the Trilateral Commission. Go ahead, pick up the story there, Pat.
Well, I would pick up on what you're saying and turn it back to NAFTA. The stated purpose of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, way back when it was first created the negotiations started in 1990. The dialogue, the language was limited to Canada, America, United States, and Mexico. There was no talk of China. And it was viewed as an agreement, just short of a treaty, but it was viewed as an agreement, trade agreement, that would foster trade between these three countries. China was never in view. However, we see today that really China is the only country in view. And you say, well, how has Mexico benefited from NAFTA? Well, they haven't. In fact, most of them don't even like it down in Mexico. How has Canada benefited from NAFTA? Well, it really hasn't. And, of course, we know we haven't benefited from it either. So if the benefits for us three countries are not there, but in the meantime, China is the one building ports in Mexico. China is the one operating the Panama Canal and all the transfer stations on both coasts. China is the one that is getting rich with a trade surplus, the only country getting a trade surplus right now of any significance in the whole world. China has ended up being the main benefactor of NAFTA. So what I'm suggesting is the stated purpose of NAFTA was hidden purposely from the American people when this agreement was originally passed, whereas behind the scenes, China was really the main driver behind the whole thing. And China has been the one that's benefited from it. That's where we've lost most of our jobs, to China.
And I think it's so interesting. I remember, Chris, when they were talking about NAFTA, they were saying, look at the benefits we're going to have. Well, look at all those people down there, 70 million people there in Mexico, we're going to be able to sell our products to. Look at all the new jobs we're going to get here in the United States by passing NAFTA so that our factories can certainly, be more productive and hire more people. And, of course, the first thing that happened was our factories moved south of the border because they now could hire people cheaper. And instead of gaining jobs, we lost a tremendous number of jobs by NAFTA. And they knew that was going to happen. They simply lied to the American people. Patrick, when are people going to wake up and realize that they cannot believe a thing that our leaders say? I think the only person who said anything true was Ross Perot, and he said that huge sucking sound you hear is all the jobs leaving the United States. And, of course, they threatened to kill him and his family. That's why he dropped out of the race initially. I talked to the man who had the contract to kill Ross Perot. Could that sort of thing happen in America? Yes. Ross Perot was running for the presidency. He wasn't supposed to do it. And it almost cost him his life and the life of his family.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance. Grateful for a land so fair.
is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Patrick Wood. And, Patrick, you pick up the story there.
Well, we just, you know, we're talking about the number of jobs that have been lost as a result of NAFTA. And the stated purpose of NAFTA was to benefit the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And I know that that some jobs have been lost to Mexico. I don't think many have been lost to Canada. But we definitely have lost some jobs to Mexico. And but when you wrap in the China factor, China has been the biggest sinkhole for American jobs for 30 years. That if you count those jobs as well, it's just huge. They have been the primary recipient of everything that we have lost. Now they will become the greatest economic power on Earth in just another few short years, and we're headed in the other direction towards being a banana republic.
And the thing that's so incredible is that our leaders know exactly what they're doing. And anybody who talks, you know, and they say, well, what we need is tariffs to protect ourselves from these goods coming in that are made by slave labor. And they say, why, my goodness, don't you remember the Smoot-Hawley Act? Why that, of course, is what caused all the Great Recession. Why, if we had tariffs, why we would have tremendous unemployment. Do you want tremendous unemployment? The last thing we want are tariffs. And I look around and I said, but we've got tremendous unemployment. Maybe if we protected our industries, we wouldn't have so much unemployment. They said, no, the experts say. The experts tell us that tariffs, of course, you lose jobs when you have tariffs. What you want is free and open trade. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, they have. The Trilateral Commission and members of the Trilateral Commission around the world, Japan, Europe, and North America, have dismantled the global structure of protective tariffs that used to exist in every country. And this was done, you know, under the promise of prosperity. This was a new way of doing things. You know, it was going to be a new international economic order, as Brzezinski called it. And their policies, interestingly, over the years...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Patrick Wood. And he's simply talking about the fact that the Trilateral Commission was intent upon breaking down all barriers to international trade. That's one of the major thrusts of everything it's all about, international trade. And then, of course, with this trade and the materialism, people would not be concerned about these ideas of sovereignty and nationhood. They would become so consumed with all the material well-being that, of course, they would be willing to join this one world government, which is exactly what Barry Goldwater says in his book, With No Apologies. And we do have second-hand copies of the book. We recommend you get it and read it. And Barry Goldwater told us everything that was going to happen and predicted this back in 1979. And as he said, you know, when it's all said and done, they will rule the future. And that's what they really want, a small group of very wealthy and powerful people to rule the world. But before we go on, Pat, I want you to give people your name, your website, tell people how they can get in touch with your ministry and what they can get from you.
Well, absolutely, Dr. Stan. The AugustReview.com, that's www.augustreview.com, is the primary location of my research and work on the Trilateral Commission. And you'll also find copies of my e-books there for sale. That is the original Trilaterals Over Washington, which has long been out of print. There's a few copies available on eBay now and for hundreds of dollars per copy. It's pretty amazing. But it's been out of print for a long time, and I created made e-books out of it that can be read on the computer screen, and those are available there for purchase. And also AugustForecast.com is my financial service that looks forward in time, and that's a low-cost subscription service that people can subscribe to if they're concerned about the economy, or stocks, bonds, gold, silver, currency, the dollar, what's going to happen, and so on in the future to the dollar. My August forecast service comes out three times a week. It's a low-cost subscription as well. So people are welcome to come and take advantage.
All right, fine. Well, you go right ahead with what you were saying. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Patrick, go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, in the case of the creation of NAFTA, back from 1989 through the time that Bill Clinton was inaugurated, NAFTA was actually architected by George H.W. Bush, who was also a member of the commission, and Carla Hills, a member of the commission. Carla was the U.S. trade representative at the time, and she's widely credited as being the architect of NAFTA. Well, when the political climate changed and Bush got tossed and Bill Clinton got elected, there was lots of bitterness and, bad talk between, Democrats and Republicans. But quietly behind the scenes, the baton for NAFTA was passed to Bill Clinton, who immediately upon entering office put on a full-court press with the Senate to pass the agreement. And it took a lot of jawboning and muscling and stuff to do it. And he jumped right on the bandwagon immediately, and he was actually responsible for getting the legislation passed that George H.W. Bush had created. And for all the rhetoric about, what intense enemies they were, behind the scenes they were shaking hands, and, sipping brandy, celebrating what a great thing they had done together. And
I should comment they were both members of the Trilateral Commission, or had been.
That's right, and so they're bitter enemies as far as the public is concerned, but as far as getting trade deals done, they're best of friends. And of course, later, after Bill Clinton got, after his term was up in 2000, it was interesting to see Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush travel the world together for all kinds of different causes and stuff. Best buddies. And, best friends. And you say, well, what happened to all the vitriolic hatred and stuff? And, well, it was never there really in the first place. George W. Bush made the comment one time that if Bill Clinton came over to his dad's house anymore, he's going to have to start calling him brother.
Well, one of the most amazing things is the Bush family has a foundation, and in, I think it was the year 2003, they gave their award for the most outstanding American citizen to a man. Well, his name was Senator Ted Kennedy. Why would the Bush administration, by the Bush family foundation, give an award to the most liberal senator in the House? Because it's all make-believe, ladies and gentlemen. It's all showbiz, political show business. Let's go to Ruby, who's calling right now from Live Oak. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Ruby. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. But this may seem like a little bit of an off-the-wall question, but in talking about trilaterals over Washington, have you heard anything about Chinese missiles over Los Angeles?
You're talking about that missile that they shot off there off the southern shore of Southern California?
Yeah,
it was probably a Chinese missile. They were just simply giving the American people something to think about. Believe me, our leaders are working very, very closely with the Chinese leaders, but they can't let the American people know that. They have to keep this mirage going. Oh, my goodness, potential enemies. That's why we need our troops in 130 nations and 720 foreign military bases. No, we have an empire, and part of that empire is communist China today. Is it possible that they might break away from the trilateral control? Perhaps. But right now we're doing everything we can to build up the power and the military force. Maybe we're just, once again, creating the best enemy money could buy, like we did before the Second World War with Adolf Hitler. Any thoughts on that, Patrick?
Well, no, that's the pattern. That's the pattern that we've seen for, 120 years now, at least, where enemies are created by the same people. Of course, they make a profit off of it, but the enemies are created to play off against, whatever the first party is, in our case, America. But we saw this with the Bolshevik Revolution. We saw it with Hitler's regime. We've seen it in China. Same things happen in China. So business as usual.
Okay, Ruby, and I hope that answers your question. All the evidence is it was a Chinese missile. It was a part of this whole process of keeping idle minds busy.
Well, I just can't help but wonder why we are selling out our own country and helping China to become this dominant world power. I can't understand this at all. And obviously that's what's going on.
Ruby has asked why it doesn't make any sense. Why would our leaders be selling out our country? Can you explain that to her? Because this is such an important question. It's a very legitimate question. And yet, of course, if you haven't studied this for years like you and I have, why, of course, it's even a little confusing today to me. But it's very obvious that they know exactly what they're doing. How would you respond to Ruby?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I think first you need to ask, or you need to qualify what you mean by we. I'm not trying to be smart here, but we often think in this term, you know, we say, well, we, the American people, you know, America is us, it's you and I and Ruby and whoever, and there's the we, the people, and then there's the we, the global elite, and they're not the same crowd. These people that the Trilateral Commission, for instance, are no more American than the man in the moon. They're internationalists. They have no country. They have no portfolio, if you will. They're global citizens. They view themselves as global citizens, not as American citizens. So when they get into positions of influence in our government and do things contrary to what we, the people, would do if we had control of our government, it's not us doing it, it's them. And we need to get that straight, us and them. Who is us and who is them? And, I don't want to be too simplistic with you on this, but I think if you can grasp that concept, us and them, and speak of them in those terms, things will start to make more sense.
I think it's a point well made. It's Ruby, it's almost as if we have a government within a government. We have the visible government that you and I know and love, and then we have an invisible government of men made up of the Trilateralists and the other people of the Brotherhood of Darkness who have a different agenda and who hate America and who hate everything that's righteous and everything America stands for. Well, would you agree or disagree with that, Pat?
I'd agree with it, Dr. Stan. And, The level of impudence is just beyond compare. There was a testimony, or actually it was a Freedom of Information Act that got some a conversation that Henry Kissinger had somewhere in the Mideast back 30 years ago. And it just now is being released. Somebody got a hold of the papers, dug it out, whatever. And Kissinger made this comment to a foreign official, not American, but to a foreign government official, whatever they were talking about, something had to get done in the United States. He says, the illegal we can do right away. The unconstitutional takes a little longer. And this has been certified as something that Kissinger actually said. Of course, he is one of the original members of the Trilateral Commission, and he was the guy that opened up China. Well, there's no respect for our Constitution. There's no respect for our rule of law. And they do a pretty good job of making us think that they do have respect for it, but they don't. And these people are no more American, as I said, than the man on the moon. And if they were American, they would be collectively guilty and individually guilty at the same time of treason because they have subverted the Constitution of the United States in so many cases.
But they are guilty of treason. They are traitors to our country. They are a subversive element, and nobody has the courage to say it except you. Go ahead.
Yes, well, that's about right. I'm sure that they're going to escape that kind of view that they're treasonous in their actions. But they are dedicated to the overthrow of our country.
Well, the reason why I said the we, kind of the collective we, is like Dr. Stan is always saying, forget who he's quoting, that we become accomplices to that which we refuse to oppose. And, you know, the fact that we're Americans are just sitting on their hands and just saying and putting tape over their mouths and saying nothing, seeing nothing, and saying, oh, okay, well, I just like things the way they are. I don't want to make waves. And it's almost like the German people in the time of Nazi Germany, they didn't really know because their media was controlled. They didn't really know what was going on until it, like, hit them in the face. And if people are letting, the American people are letting this happen because they're not saying anything, they're not doing anything, they don't know the Constitution, and they're American people are letting this happen because they're not opposing it.
Well, hopefully one day they will realize that the men and women do become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. God bless you, Ruby.
Thanks.
I understand your frustration, but understand that if you go back and if you have a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness,
yes,
go back and read about the fall of China. It was the American State Department that brought the communist government to the regime to power in China. It was the American State Department that brought Fidel Castro to power, and they knew he was a communist. And you can see my interview. It's in the DVD called The World Revolution. You'll hear the American ambassador to Cuba at the time, Earl T. Smith, saying the State Department and the CIA knew Fidel Castro was a communist, and they brought him to power. When you understand that, it puts a whole different perspective on
things. And George, the original George Bush, the first one, gave most favored nation to China right after Tiananmen Square.
You're absolutely right.
Close
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, good point. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, she's closer to the truth, I think, she realizes.
Ruby's a very nice lady, and she really listens regularly, and she's very well informed. Wow. And Sydney, she feels like most Americans very deeply. She loves this country, as do I, and I'm sure you do too. But we have to understand that there is a subversive element that controls both political parties, many of our major corporations, the media, and certainly the great tax-exempt foundations. And they're the ones, of course, who are working behind the scenes to simply transfer America's wealth to other nations and to lower our living standards. And it should be pretty obvious here to many people that something's going on, and when you begin to explain to them what's going on, at first they deny, and then before long they're afraid maybe you're right. So our job is to keep on talking, and I know more and more people are waking up every single day. You go right ahead.
Well, I think you're right, too. Unfortunately, we need to get the right people woken up to it. Unless we can oust this shadow government from the shores of America, electing a new round of Republicans or Democrats or Martians isn't going to matter. It's not going to change anything substantively at all in our country. We must get rid of this self-appointed shadow government that's making things happen. And they have made things happen for 35 years now, since at least 1973, probably a little bit earlier than that, but at least 1973, they have completely dominated and controlled the executive branch of the United States, as well as Japan, as well as Europe, with European members. But they have set about to change the very nature and fabric of the United States. They said what they were going to do, they did it, and they've written about it after they have done it, and I just cannot imagine what more of a historical trail anybody needs to see the truth. But people just refuse to see it. It's just, to me, it's just so clear, and actually the people I explain it to, it becomes awfully clear as well on how they've done it, but they have done it. And you can take the trail all the way back to James Earl Carter and Walter Mondale, 1976. Both of whom were members of the Trilateral Commission, both of whom helped to establish the trilateral hegemony over the United States executive branch. And they haven't let go ever since, Dr. Stan. That's the thing. Every administration has been stocked full of these people to execute trilateral policy. And it's not American policy, it's Trilateral Commission policy they're enacting.
And, of course, these people are very, very powerful. If you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, he will talk about Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, who spoke out against the Trilateral Commission and all the members of the Trilateral Commission in Jimmy Carter's administration, and then when Ronald Reagan became president, he not only filled his administration with members of the Trilateral Commission, he even invited the members of the North American chapter to the White House for dinner. And David Rockefeller writes about that in his memoirs and chortles. Even Ronald Reagan, of course, was subservient to the Trilateral Commission, the real ruling force in America, but nobody ever talks about it. I wonder why. We'll be back in just a moment here with Patrick Wood. We'll wrap up our program in just a moment. Well, Patrick, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, good, Dr. Stan. We haven't gotten to talk about any economic issues.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
All of my financial forecasting and writing and on economics and markets and so on.
And, of course, he comes out sitting on a regular basis. Very good information. Appreciate it. Hey, thanks very much for being with us, and we'll talk to you real soon.
You bet. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Patrick Wood. I hope you enjoyed his presentation. A lot of excellent information. I always enjoy talking to Patrick because he's right on top of the Trilateral Commission, probably the world's leading expert on that. So if you, Cindy, at this point, we would point out that if you want to understand the Trilateral Commission, you need to, Cindy, get the book, Trilateral Commission by Professor Sutton. We carry the book. You can go to Patrick's website, of course, get the larger books, the Trilateral Silver Washington, Professor Quigley. Professor Sutton's little book we carry is quite good. He also has a small book on the Federal Reserve conspiracy. We advocate the small books because you can read them. You can read them through a couple of times. You can really begin to get the information. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We have an excellent DVD by Patrick Wood on the Trilateral Commission. So we're talking about the book, the Trilateral Commission, the book, the Federal Reserve Conspiracy, because, of course, certainly prior to Ben Bernanke, three of the four prior chairmen of the Federal Reserve System came from the membership list of the Trilateral Commission. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and Patrick Wood's book, Patrick Wood's DVD on the Trilateral Commission. It's got the information you need to have. You need to understand what we're up against. And these people are evil. You look at their website, and you look at their logo. It's three curved sixes. You look very carefully. You can almost see three sixes. Oh, but there's no question, of course, if you look at the logo, you see the center of the logo is an upside-down broken cross. Understand, this is a Luciferian organization, in my opinion. These people want to establish a one-world government, which has been the goal of the ancient mystery religions and the secret societies down through the ages. It was the goal, certainly, of Plato and of Aristotle and of Alexander the Great, which is why he tried to conquer the entire known world, and he was deeply involved in the occult. And if you doubt that, you really need to read the book entitled Plutarch's The Age of Alexander. It's still available. You can get it on Amazon, index read for Alexander the Great. And you find that Alexander the Great was involved in the mystery religions, which, of course, is simply a manifestation of these secret societies. But then, of course, many of our, at least one of our major leaders here, American founders, was also part of the mystery. He abandoned that as he grew older, but certainly at a younger age, he was fascinated with the mysteries in spiritualism, trying to understand how this all fit together. But he, of course, by rejecting Christianity, why, of course, he created terrible problems for himself, because you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand God's word, and we really are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, we do hope, of course, you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there free of charge, 9 hours a day on the satellite feed. You can listen to the live programs. You can listen to the archive programs, the MP3 blogs. If you certainly want to listen to our program on the telephone, if you have unlimited minutes, you can actually listen to our programs on the telephone. It's 760-LOWSO11. That's 760-LOWSO11. But you can get that number there on our main webpage at RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we hope that you'll read our newsletters. We have a three-pamphlet set called The Occult Hierarchy. It goes into the occult forces that rule the world today. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection.